With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has launched a new wave of strikes and says its attacks on Iran will escalate and expand. That threat came today, even as President Trump said talks on ending the war are going well. 1 month into the conflict, we get an update from correspondent John Gambrill.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now, Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
And Iran has been demanding vessels give up detailed information and detour into Iranian waters before being vetted by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Britain's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says dozens of countries now agree something needs to be done.
We have more than 30 countries come together to talk about the processes that are needed to ensure the reopening of the strait.
The Senate has approved Homeland Security funds for Transportation Security Administration and most other agencies, but not the immigration operations at the heart of the current standoff.
The deal, which was approved overnight without a roll call vote, goes next to the House, which is expected to consider it today. It's a potential endgame to the 42-day shutdown that has jammed airports, disrupted travel, and imposed financial hardships on workers. President Trump has said he'll sign an order instructing Homeland Security to immediately pay TSA workers, but if the bill becomes law, that won't be needed.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. This is SRN News. The abortion rate is soaring in the United Kingdom.
According to the latest government statistics, there were just about 300,000 abortions in the UK in 2023, the last year for which all the numbers are in. Consider that there were only about 600,000 live births in the country during the same period, and the problem pro-life advocates are trying to highlight comes into sharp focus. Meanwhile, the British government is moving to decriminalize abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington reporting.
A bill under consideration in Idaho would make it a crime for men to use women's restrooms, even inside privately owned businesses. At least 19 states, including Idaho, already have laws barring transgender people from using whichever restroom and changing room they wish in schools and other public places. But none of the other statutes apply as broadly to private businesses as the Idaho bill, which covers any place of public accommodation. This is SRN News. The House Ethics Committee has determined that a Democratic congresswoman violated numerous rules and ethics standards.
After meeting for several hours Thursday night, the congressional panel found that Democrat Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of Florida committed 25 ethics violations. The allegations center around her receipt of millions of dollars from her family's health care business after Florida made an overpayment. It's a ruling that could give momentum to a GOP push to expel her from Congress. The committee said it would recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Alabama guard Aiden Holloway, who was arrested on felony drug charges, has been granted permission by a judge to leave the state as his team prepares to face Michigan in the Sweet 16 in Chicago. Holloway was arrested March 16th after authorities found more than 2 pounds of marijuana in his apartment. More on these stories at srnnews.com.